Mr. Clark, you want to start us with a prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you and thank you for everything you've done in all of our lives, Lord. Being able to come and serve this county, Lord, we just ask for your guidance, and Lord, and just ask that you be with the commission on their decisions that they are making. Lord, be with everybody in the county and everybody in this world, Lord. This week, Father, we pray and be with those that are in need of your healing touch, Lord, and just be with our military as they are fighting, helping us to be protected, Lord, and just as you are protecting us, we thank you.
Amen. Mrs. Wyatt, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, May 28th, 2019, 9:03 a.m. Any commission remarks?
No.
Approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve accounts payable check number 454-888 through 454-954. And warrant 7206 and 6 journal entries and transfers.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes and amendment to previous approved minutes. I have May 20th regular session minutes and executive session minutes, and then I also have that's it.
I move to approve the regular session minutes of May 20th, 2019.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I move to approve the executive session minutes of May 20th, 2019.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I move to approve the May 6th, 2019 minutes that need to be amended on the agreement between Crockett, the word from excess to access, access easement, and then capitalization is noted. May 6, 2019.
Do we have those minutes here?
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm looking for.
They're at the back there.
I had all these separated.
Yeah, we looked at them just, you had them out a while ago.
No, I can't. Here they are.
Okay.
Here they are, okay. All right, I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve the payroll.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Council of Local Elected Officials, CLEO agreement. It's the consortium agreement. I have a letter dated May 24th, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the agreement and approve the agreement as to form. Basically, the consortium requires the consortium to adopt and adhere to its bylaws established by the chair of the consortium as the presiding commissioner of Greene County. And it requires the consortium to appoint members of the Workforce Development Board, participate in the one-stop job center operator, approve local plans in accordance with federal law, and appoint the City of Springfield Department of Finance as fiscal agent and the Department of Workforce Development as administrator and operator of Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act services.
And I understand the counties involved are Christian, Dallas, Green, Polk, Stone, Taney, and Webster?
That's right. And I attend those meetings, so.
Then I move that you, that the presiding commissioner sign that agreement.
I'll second that. Motion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And Jonas attends those meetings.
The WIB board?
Yeah.
Occasionally, yes.
Amend previous approved cooperative agreement and access agreement number 19050 Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated May 4th, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He has prepared a draft cooperative agreement and access easement binding between Mr. and Mrs. Crockett in Taney County. It's an agreement for a term of 6 months to permit time for survey to be completed and construction of retaining wall and repair of the fences.
The reason we have to amend that cooperative agreement and access is because our office mistakenly put the wrong address on the original agreement.
Plus, we need to wait for the legal description to get back from the survey.
Well, that was on the record to begin with. That was stated. It was being held. And that's when we get the legal description back, then it'll be recorded. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. But
he provided all the drawings on what we agreed on the wall and reconnecting the fence.
Mm-hmm. And so the correct address on the agreement, because they own 315, 317, the correct one.
315.
315, and yeah. That has been done.
Okay.
So I move to approve the cooperative agreement showing the correct address of 315 St. Street.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Then we need to approve the access agreement to reflect the same address, 315 St. Street.
Correct.
I make the motion that we correct that.
And that's the access agreement?
Yes.
The 315 St. Street?
Yes. Branson, Missouri. That's for Samuel Melissa Crockett.
Got it. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Advanced Enterprise Zone discussion. Jonas Arges.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Right, sign this.
No, that's for public comment.
All right, good.
Mm-hmm. No.
Good morning. So the Taney County Enhanced Enterprise Zone, got an email from Shana to come visit with you this morning. Not sure exactly what the objective was, so I was prepared to give a brief overview, kind of history of where we were, how we got here, where we are, and possibly where we're going, if that would pleasure the board.
That's perfect.
All right, perfect. So back in 2012, after the formation, what was known then as the Taney County Business Development Partnership, which is now the Taney County Partnership, we took on the efforts of establishing a countywide enhanced enterprise zone, which had had at least a couple of attempts made previously by, I don't want to say by the IDA board, but it was through and organized or requested through the IDA board for a few years. So we took on that responsibility of getting the application put together, which we started through the summer of 2012. We were very fortunate in that we were able to contract with a newly retired former employee of the Missouri Department of Economic Development by the name of Carol Shoemaker, God rest her soul. But her job at DED was to review enhanced enterprise zone applications to make sure that everything was in there that was supposed to be in there. So she helped us make sure that the application itself that was turned into DED in November of 12 had everything that was supposed to be in there. So in that time period, we went to all the political subdivisions in Taney County, a total of 9, all the incorporated cities and villages, as well as the Taney County Commission, and passed 19 ordinances and resolutions to be able to establish the countywide zone. So the Enhanced Enterprise Zone, what it does is it is basically a business development incentive program. At the time, the statewide benefits were tax credits. That program has since been away and been revised. The local portion of that is a period of time where the eligible business can take advantage of property tax abatement at a level of 50% for a total of 10 years. So a little bit of history there. Through the process and working with all the political subdivisions, there was a minimum of abatement that you would have to offer to qualify, and that was 50%. So the county and all the political subdivisions agreed that 50% would be adequate, and then it would be established for 25 years. What I put in front of you, just as a point of reference, are the North American Industrial Classification System codes, NAICS codes. You may be familiar with those. And all the entities within the county adopted those codes, that all the way from agricultural, forestry, fishing, and hunting, first two digital, 11 through 81, other services, except public administration. You can see the list there. Again, as long as the business that is expanding or locating within Taney County and within the zone itself, I think if you can,
I didn't bring a copy of the map because I was hoping that was still on the board, but the map is right there and you see.